Just place the awareness now on our breath. We are again in this beautiful green embrace, this magical green bowl, from which I'm anchoring this transmission. And we are all of us together again, as always. We are connected now, you and I. And as you shift and change and up level, you assist all of us. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I felt that we were going to move into a stretch here where the messages or the transmissions were going to be more focused around like tools, creating a sort of toolkit, processes, rememberings, really. Transmissions that are meant to activate memory codes within you. Remembering the resources and the, I'm going to use the term technologies, the higher dimensional technologies that are within us. The ability to alchemize. The ability to receive, anchor, and then transmit pure source light. That's in your DNA. And today's in the spirit of the path of effortlessness. Today, hallelujah, the transmission is around rest. I think we've heard this one before, but this is what's coming up again right now. When I sort of expand my awareness into the fabric, the conjoined fabric of this group energy. Rest. And the magic of rest, the way that I'm tuning into it today now. Good. The magic of rest is in the expansion that happens. Yes, the softening. That softening very often is expansion. Or at the very least, it creates the space for that expansion. And the expansion here is key, because that then represents the opportunity to place our vibrational and our perceptual set point somewhere other than in the construct, the human construct. And we've talked about this before, not identifying as much with the human construct. The expansion helps us to, well, sort of expand into and then anchor into more and more, as we've said before, the what you are. rather than the who you are. Rest as a state of being invites us to make, perhaps more diffuse, our focal point of attention. It broadens it, well, it expands our attention. And that is extremely important. That is an extremely important part of the rest that we're talking about now that is necessary, has been a tool needed in your toolkit right now and in the times to come. Yes, there is a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on the surface. And there is so much more going on under the surface. And yes, it is dark. And yes, there are energies, energy bundles, and long-held configurations that are arising from within us. A lot of which, I think we've looked at before, a lot of which is probably not yours. But for whatever reason, we've got the pattern in our field for whatever reason, and therefore it lives like it's arising from within us. That's okay. We've cultivated these skills and these tools and this energetic sort of magic wherein you can alchemize that. And for a lot of us, that will be a part of our original mission statement for coming into this lifetime. A lot of us, way back then, when we were just about to dive down into this lifetime, a part of that mission would have been the understanding that we were going to transmute, clear, balance, heal, take on energies that were not ours. And we were going to do so for the benefit of and on behalf of the collective. Now, I believe we've talked about this before, and we'll talk about this more. But in general, that is shifting a little bit. That original directive, just like the emphasis on the old understanding of karma, that's shifting a little bit. And there's a new, dare I say, a higher, okay, let's not say higher octave. It might trigger some people. There's an expanded octave or version or bandwidth of this mission that we're starting to step into. Oh, heck, we might as well just keep using that word. It's so applicable that we're expanding into. And that is simply that you holding the highest frequencies and vibrations possible is the mission right now. That's it. Because that is the way that you anchor, first of all, those frequencies and vibrations onto the planet. But those frequencies and vibrations have an energy bundle or an information bundle that we could call potentials. You're anchoring potentials of light and frequency that are beyond what had been anchored en masse before on this planet. Tuning your body prism, your field, to receive the highest source light codes, to then be able to hold them and anchor them in your body, which is why we put so much attention on the body and the cells. Yeah, so that's the second part, is being able to actually anchor them in the body. And then the third, fourth phase is sort of a third and fourth phase, but that is to then embody that, to meaning that on a very practical level, it is going to reconfigure the cells, how they're going to function. The photonic light, the biophotonic light in your cells is literally going to increase. So you will then embody those light codes and then radiate them. That's it, Master. That's the mission right now. Sounds simple, doesn't it, when I say it that way? That's why we say the path of ease is actually a lot of work. But the aspect of our expanded soul consciousness that is experiencing this particular incarnational exploration, there are times when we do have our attention very much placed on the machinations of our third and fourth dimensional experience. We get tasky, we maybe get triggered emotionally, or something of intensity is arising that demands our presence, and maybe even the most skillful aspects of our human construct presence. We've got to be problem solving, we've got to be navigating emotional interactions. There is, as we've looked at before, a bizarre amount of information that our systems are having to process on so many different levels. And so that causes then our attention, our focus and attention, to narrow a little bit and to swing over a little bit more into the who we are, going to be identifying more with the who, with the construct. And different information processing aspects of our being are going to be overtaxed. The brain, the neural net, the nervous system, the emotional body. So that brings us to rest. Why rest is a superpower. Can we call it a superpower? Can rest be a superpower? Possible. It is a super elixir. So, my dear, make yourself comfortable. Probably would be ideal to be lying down, if that's possible. As always, it's okay if you fall asleep. You're going to be getting it at a deeper level. You can always come back to it. Placing the awareness on the breath, feeling the breath as it undulates through the body. Feeling the expansion and contraction. Filling and emptying. rising and falling. And just imagining now that you can breathe in liquid golden light. And you're going to breathe this light all the way down, first to the feet. Breathe liquid golden light all the way down. And just feel the heels against the floor or the ground. The ankles now filling with golden light, the toes warming, softening the joints, the ligaments and the tendons. Breathe that liquid light, soft and warm, into the calves now, feeling the calves against the floor or the pillow. Softening, saturating the cells of the muscles, relaxing. Feeling the backs of the knees. Imagining golden light pouring thick and soft over the knees, relaxing. Breathing the softness of that light into the large muscles of the thighs now. Bathing, warming, softening the muscles of the thighs. And they become smooth and soft, like liquid. Breathe down now into the hips, the large joints. Lots of ligaments and tendons here in the hips. Softening, relaxing. Breathing into the pelvic basin now. Filling that sacred bowl with this liquid light. Softening the muscles of the core, the outer abdominal wall muscles, so that the breath becomes deep and soft and effortlessly fluid in its rhythm. Breathing liquid light into the internal organs now. Relaxing, calming and soothing, giving the organs permission to release any tension, any emotion they might be holding. Breathing up into the solar plexus, that nerve plexus, bathing the nerve plexus in golden light, calming, soothing all of the nerve pathways now, lower to the enteric nerve plexus, until all of the nerve filaments, as though they're coated in this liquid light. Soothing, calming, relaxing. Breathing into the chest cavity now and feel the rib cage expanding and contracting with each breath. Feeling the lungs filling and emptying. Imagining the lungs bathed, saturated, freed by this liquid light. And the heart, the precious heart, ablaze with light. Liquid light flowing into the heart, and with each joyful beat, this generous organ sends forth rivers of liquid golden light throughout the body. And feeling that light filling the upper chest, the higher heart, the tops of the lungs. And now bring the awareness to the back. And we're going to imagine that liquid light pouring down the back and down the spinal column. So it's going to go first right to the bottom, the base of the spine, the tailbone, the sacrum, the broad muscles of the lower back, relaxing, soothing, saturating the muscles. Feeling the curve of the lumbar spine now. Feeling the muscles here relaxing. That curve relaxing back, softening back toward the floor or the bed or the ground. Relaxing the broad, flat muscles of the middle back now. Feeling the shoulder blades melting into the floor. Feeling the expansion and contraction of the rib cage now from the back. Freeing up the movement here, the capacity for movement, for openness. More breath, more flow, more oxygen. Feeling the liquid light now bathing the muscles of the upper back. The spinal column is filling now. It's like a river of liquid light. All the way up to the top, to the shoulders, where the neck meets the shoulders, the plane of the shoulders. And here, imagining that golden light pouring out across the shoulders and that horizontal plane. And then cascading down the arms, bathing the muscles, the cap of the shoulder, and down the upper arm. Relaxing the muscles here, the elbows, the forearms, the wrists, the palms and the fingers. Letting the hands just rest now. Nothing to grasp for. Nothing to hold. Just let them be empty. Now breathe in golden light. Down the throat, relaxing the muscles, the ligaments, and the tendons here in the throat, opening, softening, open flow of blood and lymph and fluids, space between the vertebrae. Imagine that your spine, the back of the head, perfectly aligned now. Feel that. breathing light into the cranial cavity, bathing the brain with liquid light. Feeling that liquid light pouring gently over the scalp now, relaxing the tiny muscles of the scalp, the temples and the ears, the jaw and the mouth. Smoothing the cheeks and the forehead, and letting the eyes just rest now. And now allow the mind to gently drift. Body is held in an embrace of golden light. Let the mind expand. Feel yourself rushing over the tops of the tallest trees. Feel green beneath you as you journey. Feel yourself sliding like the wind across the surface of tropical blue waters, and hover there in that exquisite meeting point of sunlight on the water. In that vibrational pool of plasma light and light codes and the crystalline molecular structure of the water, hallelujah, hover there and rest. And remember, know yourself to be this. Sunlight on water, plasma waves that are just barely here. They exist in this plane and in the next highest dimensional bandwidth. That is you. That is you. Hover here. Feel yourself drift until you know yourself to be the arc of blue sky into which you unfurl yourself. Hover here in the cool, clean, spare suchness of sky that you are. And remember, expand until you know yourself to be the velvety black of space and the swath of stars that enfolds you. here.